So this is a self-hypnosis session to rebuild sense of mastery, confidence, and eliminating doubt. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy position for your shoulder, for your back, for your legs, for your hands, really nestling down into a comfy spot, even if you have to move around to accomplish that. Just allow your entire body to relax. And throughout the hypnosis session, you can forget about the sounds that you will hear around. You don't need to try to block them out, but just allow yourself to focus on your breath, the words being said, the growing sensations of relaxation, and that'll take care of it. So now what I'd like you to do, with your eyes open, roll your eyes upwards, as if you're looking straight through the top of your head. Staring upwards, eventually you'll feel a light strain in your lower lids. It's just your eyeballs looking upwards, and then taking a deep breath in and hold it. Continuing to hold that breath, allow your eyelids to flutter closed as you continue to look upwards underneath your closed lids. Holding that breath, looking upwards. Continuing to hold, feeling the fullness in your chest as you look upwards under those closed lids. And now you can slowly let that breath all the way out. And allow your eyes to relax to a comfortable position. And with every long, slow, deep breath in, focusing all your attention on the movement of the air, either in through your nose, in through your mouth, breathing nice and deep and slow all the way in, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen, feeling that fullness as your chest expands. And then slowly, very slowly, letting that breath out. Notice the ribs settling down, the shoulders dropping down, the tummy releasing as you let that breath all the way out. Fully emptying your lungs. And just when you think you've fully emptied, see if there's any more breath to release. And then ever so slowly, taking your next breath in. At a pace that's comfortable, easy, rhythmic, breathing nice and deep, following that breath all the way in. Filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. Feeling your chest expand as it fills with air. And then ever so slowly, releasing that air all the way out. Noticing the changes as you exhale, as your shoulders relax, your chest relaxes. And with every exhalation, just blowing out any stress, any tightness, any worry, just letting it all go. Purposefully releasing stress and tightness from your body. Just using every exhalation to let go of tightness in your forehead, tension in your jaw, in your shoulders, tension in your hands, your chest, or your tummy, any tension you're carrying in your legs and your feet, just blowing it all out, letting it leave your body with your breath, letting it dissipate through every pore in your body, evaporating and disappearing. So with every long, slow, deep breath in and out, focusing all your attention on each breath in, each breath out, letting the sound of my voice travel with you, letting any other sound drift into the background, slowly noticing more and more growing sensations of relaxation. Growing more and more comfortable with each exhalation. intentionally breathing out any stress, worry, letting whatever happened earlier today or yesterday, just letting it go. Letting what'll happen next go. Just allowing yourself to be in this moment where you're simply focusing on your breath, noticing the growing sensations of relaxation in your body, and letting yourself enjoy this mental and physical holiday, this time just for you, as you learn the skill of self-hypnosis, deeply relaxing little by little, moment by moment, letting your mind grow more still, letting your body grow more quiet, relaxed and calm, giving yourself the suggestions that'll help you grow more calm and more quiet so that you can enjoy the maximal benefits from this experience. Coaching yourself to just let go. Coaching yourself to focus on your breath. To notice the growing sensations of relaxation in the very tips of your fingers, your hands, or perhaps noticing them more in the tips of your toes. Wherever you notice it, just directing your attention there and enjoying it. Letting your breath more and more become the center of your attention. Letting your mind drift off to an image, a sensation, a feeling of a wonderful, safe, comfortable, happy place, wherever that may be. A place you've been before in the past. A place you'd like to be, like to go. A momentary experience or a place you revisited multiple times. Just allow your mind drift off there. Your mind can be somewhere else from your body. This is the power of the human mind. This is also the power of self-hypnosis, to allow your mind to drift off, to disconnect, to dissociate in a positive, powerful, pleasant way, to enjoy a memory, an imagination of a safe, comfortable, happy place. Just allow yourself to be there. Let it grow stronger, more powerful, seeing the colors, feeling the feelings of being there inside, around your body and deep within. Feel the feeling of drifting and floating, not a care in the world. Feeling the feeling of timelessness as you drift, disconnect, enjoy. You're learning how to disconnect, to allow your mind to just drift off so you can take care better your mind and your body, so you can take care better of your needs. Replenishing your mind and your body by disconnecting. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count, with every count, you'll become more relaxed, more disconnected. So much so that when I reach the count of 10, your mind will be in your happy place, fully disconnected, and your body will be completely relaxed. And you continue to listen to my voice as it drifts with you. So 1, take a long, slow, deep breath in. At a pace, at a depth that feels right to you. Breathing deeply in and releasing. Letting go more and more, disconnecting more and more. And 2, another deep breath. Nice and deep and calm, rhythmic, easy for you. letting go, releasing tension and tightness and drifting off. Your legs relaxing, your arms loose and limp, light or heavy, whatever you notice. Your entire body is drifting deeper and deeper, either a sensation of heaviness as you drift deeper and deeper into the chair, or a sensation of lightness, coolness, warmth, whatever you notice. And three, drifting deeper and deeper, noticing those sensations of relaxation, whatever they may be for you, lightness, heaviness, coolness, or warmth. Noticing them more and more now. Relaxing more and more, disconnecting more and more, drifting off to your happy place. Not a care in the world, nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. And four, feeling that restful, deep relaxation, feeling that feeling of not a care in the world. This is time for you. Time for you to take care of you and just disconnect. Continuing to listen to my voice as you drift further and further. And as I count, with every count, you'll feel those sensations of relaxation more and more, in more and more curious places. Deeper and deeper relaxation in your chest and your tummy. Deeper and deeper relaxation in your forehead, your cheeks, your jaw. Not a care in the world. Just drifting now more and more. And five, progressively becoming more and more relaxed, more and more at ease, so comfortable. So that when I reach the count of 10, you'll be drifting in a deeply pleasant, hypnotic experience, more and more peace, disconnecting, taking care of you, time just for you. And six, listening to my voice as I count, getting closer and closer to 10, closer and closer to a wonderfully relaxed, pleasant feeling. More and more aware of the sensations, the feelings, the images in your happy place. Drifting off there more and more. And seven, drifting deeper and deeper now. And eight, more and more at ease. Not caring much at all. The mind becoming more still. The head, the eyes, the face, the neck, the shoulders, the arms, the chest, the shoulder, the back, also relaxed, so comfortable. The tummy, the legs, the feet, everything growing more and more comfortable. And eight, more and more relaxed. Drifting off now, more and more. So relaxed, so peaceful. My voice will feel far, far away. So much so that when I reach the count to 10, you'll be resting, deeply relaxed. So calm, so at peace. Better than you felt in a while. And nine, drifting more and more. Every breath, every regular breath is easy, rhythmic, comfortable, and helps you drift deeper and deeper. And 10, continuing to drift deeper and deeper now. As my voice follows with you, breathing comfortably, easily, rhythmically, deeper and deeper now. and of all the things there are to focus on in this moment. All you really need to notice is the rhythmic nature of your breath. Easily, comfortably, in and out. And now you have many minutes of absolute freedom to not think, to not analyze, to not have to spin your thoughts around, to worry, to conjecture, so many directions. And your thoughts just slow down. Your mind grows more comfortable as your body is comfortable. And as your mind grows more still and quiet, the confidence you once enjoyed comes back to you, drifting back to that confidence you once enjoyed without worry, without doubt, without so much analysis. Problems, solutions came easy. Intuition came easy. The strong feelings within you, you listened to easily. So comfortable, everything was easy. Things came to you easily. Solutions, issues, feelings, directions came easy to you. And there's many things I can talk about right now, but your mind focusing on your confidence coming back to you, the confidence you easily enjoyed before, that's all that's important. And I know you already know how enormously complex the mind is. There isn't anyone who understands it all. That's why, precisely why, we can have mixed feelings of things, conflicting motivations at times. But I want you to bring that confidence back, even when there was mixed feelings. You knew your direction. You knew what to do. You knew what needed to be done. You knew what you wanted and needed. What your family wanted and needed. There was ease about your confidence. Let that part of you come back to the forefront of your mind. See that confidence, feel it deep within you. Remember the image of that person. See that younger you. Be it 10 years, 15 years, whatever it may be, let it drift back. The image of that confident you in the mirror. Feel the energy, the conviction, the confidence, the unstoppable power, the belief. And you were right about so many things. You have a vision. Ability to understand, an ability to see the bigger picture. This is where your felt sense comes from, your intuition, your knowing. It's built on a lot of unconscious things that you attend to. Bring back that confidence now. Let it become forefront in your mind. Hear it, see it, feel it, know it. Remember all the things you would do so confidently, decisively, with a zeal, an energy, a commitment. See that you, that's part of you, It's still part of you. See it and bring it to the forefront. Let it grow more powerful. This is you. And this wonderful memory will be continue to percolate long after this session. It'll be continue to become more real. The memory will be fused with your vision of you for the future. This is the vision of the life you want moving forward. This calm, confident, self-assured, trusting you, trusting in yourself. Believing in yourself, looking out for what's in your interest and what's in the interest of your family. Less concerned about others' conflicting needs, not disrespectful, of course, but more concerned about what you need, what your family needs, what works for you. In a confident, assured way, able to navigate it, secure it, get it. Take care of your needs in a way you've done before, but a way you can do again. Let this feeling, this image, this sensation, this power within you grow stronger. And this powerful vision for yourself from the past will continue to grow more real for you now, over the next days and weeks and months. Always keeping an eye. What do you need? What works for you? What's in your best interest? Ensuring you give adequate time and energy. Keeping an eye to this. What is your vision? What works for you in the years to come? And this possibility will grow more powerful, more compelling, more motivating. And you'll start to do more positive things that benefit you and your family. And this vision will grow more real. There's many, many important things you've accomplished in your life. Many important relationships you've cultivated, built on positive values of honesty, transparency, concern, and caring. And now it's time for those relationships to cultivate in a way that helps you navigate what you need, what your family needs, what's in your best interest. So take a moment as I'm quiet to really bring this to the forefront of the mind. This confident you, all these accomplishments, this powerful vision for you in the future. Calm, confident, self-assured. Give that vision of you a name, a nickname of sorts. See a TV screen across the room from you. Place this image with words or pictures alongside of it, on the right-hand side of the TV screen, split in two from top to bottom. Put this image, this powerful vision of you in the past and in the future, of all your accomplishments, of all your skills and talents for creativity, your intuitive sense, your caring, your concern, your values of honesty, directedness, integrity on the right-hand side of the screen, in words and images. See this image, these words, these pictures, these feelings, the color of it all on the right-hand side of the room with the nickname at the top. What are you going to call this? Holding that image there on the right-hand side of the screen, bring to mind an image of what the last 15 years have been like in this company, in the personal struggles. There's times I'm sure you felt a little beaten down, discouraged, dishonored, discredited. There are times where you worried obsessively. There are times where you were filled with self-doubt. There's times where you ran into direct conflict with the egotistical needs of others, their self-service, their selfishness, their manipulations, the minimizing, discounting, their maneuvering. These impact a person. You can't help but have these impact a person. The relentlessness of it took a toll, physically, mentally. On the left-hand side of the screen, see an image of how some of these characters in your work life, some of their selfishness, their greed, their egos, their manipulations have tried to beat you down. Your personal struggles, physically, the injuries, the emotional struggles, the great losses of your son. These have worn you down. And in that difficulty, obsession and rumination took over. The habits of the past of trying to placate an abusive dad came to the forefront. Trying to please people who couldn't be pleased. Trying to be something you didn't know what they needed. Just trying and trying. Wearing you down. See the doubt, the criticisms, the manipulations, how they wore on you. Naturally so, anybody would. You tried too hard at times to please people who couldn't be pleased, to protect others from the damage of these people, to make things right, to fix these people's mistakes, You tried hard, and it took a toll. As you look at that image with compassion and kindness, ask yourself if it's time to drop the rope. Ask yourself if it's time to stop rolling that boulder up the hill. Ask yourself if you've given enough. Is it time to take a step back? Is it time to let go of the boulder? Is it time to drop the rope and take care of you and your family? That man tried. He really tried. Is it time? See that image on the left-hand side. See and hear yourself asking that question, those questions. Would you like to let go? Would you like to drop the rope? Would you like to let go of the boulder? Let that man out from under the oppression. And imagine now you have a remote control. And on that remote control, you can bring one side of the screen to the forefront, make it loud, larger, more powerful. And it can take over the other side. Which side of the screen do you want to focus on? Which side of the screen serves you and your family's best interest? Which side of the screen do you want to let fade into the background? And when you've decided, press a button on the remote control to either bring the left-hand side of the screen to the forefront, larger so it takes over, or the right-hand side of the screen. Where do you want to focus your energies? And when you're ready, press the button. Press down hard. Hear it click, feel it under your finger or your thumb. And let yourself bring that image to the forefront. Bring those feelings, bring that vision, bring that reality to the forefront. Letting the other one fade into the background, disappear, erased, vanished, wallpaper over it with the other image. Push that button long and hard. Let the preferred image float to the foreground. Get bigger, more powerful. See the crossroad you're at. See which road you want to travel down. And as I'm quiet, let that image grow bigger. Let that vision grow more real. Let those feelings come back to mind. Let the other image fade into the background, disappearing, erasing it, painting over it. And as I'm quiet, see the road ahead. See the commitment you make to yourself and to your family. That same passion, that same creativity, determination, those same values of honesty, directedness, integrity. You direct them towards yourself, your needs, traveling the road ahead, making a commitment to yourself and your family. Maneuvering around, navigating around others' egos, not obsessing, not worrying, with a clear path in mind, a clear direction. You'll always be respectful to the needs of others. You'll always be caring and giving, kind, compassionate, forgiving. But devote the same energy to yourself, to your family. Devote that same care, same kindness, same respect, same power, same courage, same determination to your needs, to that of your family. Making a bigger commitment to your needs and to that of your family. Not taking from others, of course, but putting the oxygen mask on yourself and that of your family first. See the road ahead as you navigate. With this vision, with this confidence, with this calm, with this self-assuredness. See the hopefulness, the optimism, the determination. You can make choices all the way along that road. And those choices will bring you to the things that work for you in the future and that of your family. This vision will pull you forward each and every day at every crossroad you face. And I think you'll be happy to discover you're starting to do things differently. More in line with your evolving vision, choosing carefully, always with an eye to the results you want for tomorrow, for you and your family, nurturing your optimism, your self-care, your vision for you and your family in the future. This will grow more and more at every crossroad you face. So as I'm quiet, think about the possibilities for your future. As you keep an eye to filling the bucket of your needs and that of your family, filling the bucket of your creativity, your passions, devoting energies to you, your needs and your family. Activities that fill your creativity, your connectedness, that honor your values of transparency, directness, that fill your bucket. Focus on the possibilities of your future as I'm quiet. And as you do, your worth, your potentials, your ability will grow stronger and stronger. And instead of worrying and obsessing what other people need, you'll keep a stronger eye to what you need, what your family needs, what feeds your creativity, your enthusiasm, your determination, your needs. For always looking to find different ways that feed those needs. And when they conflict with others, at that crossroad, you take a different turn. Continuing to keep an eye on what feeds your needs, your creativity, your power, and your ability to meet your needs and that of your family. That keep building on your strengths and keep an eye to what is in your best interest and that of your family. Center of mind. Always cognizant, always aware. So as I'm quiet, make a commitment to yourself how you'll protect this vision of you in the future. How when you're at a crossroad, you'll be careful to make the decision that feeds your needs and that of your family. Make a commitment to yourself and your mind and repeat it 3 times. Keep that commitment close to your heart. Keep it in the forefront of your mind each and every day. And whenever you're at that crossroad, remind yourself of that commitment. And in a moment, I'll count from 5 to 1. And when I reach the count of 1, you'll open your eyes, feeling alert, calm, determined, much better for this deep and pleasant hypnotic experience. So 5, feeling rested. 4, more alert but peaceful. 3, more relaxed and confident. 2, more aware of the sounds around, the sensations of your fingers and toes, able to wiggle them. And 1, alert when you're ready, open your eyes and return back to the room around you.